KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Wednesday, January 14th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, Republican United States Senator Dan Sullivan is promoting new legislation that he says will study and hopefully reduce bycatch in Alaska fisheries. He spoke with KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara about the bill during a wide-ranging interview that also covered the Alaska Gas Line project and U.S. intervention in Venezuela.
Sullivan is sponsoring the Bycatch Reduction and Research Act with the rest of Alaska's Republican congressional delegation. He says they have a shared goal of restoring salmon runs statewide.
We have a pretty giant variability in salmon runs. Some have done really well and continue to do well. Bristol Bay sockeye, for example. By the way, the Kenai River had a very strong sockeye run this year. But some of the big rivers and runs for kings and chums have been really challenged.
If passed, the bill would tackle the issue of bycatch from multiple directions. Among other things, it would create a satellite tagging research initiative to track salmon in marine environments. That's on top of a new grant program to support genetic sampling of Alaska salmon caught in federal commercial fisheries. And it'd fund the construction of a tank to test fishing gear aimed at mitigating bycatch. Sullivan says those efforts would build on the Alaska Salmon Research Task Force Act, which passed in 2022. That bill was also sponsored by Sullivan and Senator Lisa Murkowski, and made some of the recommendations addressed by the new bill. But fish aren't the only natural resource Sullivan is actively monitoring. He's long championed the $44 billion Alaska Gas Line project to tap into a natural gas reserve on the North Slope. Last year, Sullivan said he was shopping the project around the Pentagon for potential investment by the U.S. Department of Defense, which he says could use natural gas for infrastructure projects.
We are looking at this big move now to start having federal data centers located on military bases throughout the country. Well, my team and I have been starting to work with DOD on that concept too. That's a great idea that the administration is pursuing data centers for our military on military bases. Well, Guess would be a great place to do that. It would be in Alaska.
Glenn Farn, the private company managing the project, hasn't yet decided whether it will actually move forward with development. That decision is expected in the near future. Since taking over last year, Glenn Farn's picked up a handful of non-binding agreements from companies around the world that have expressed interest in buying natural gas from the project if it's built. Some remain skeptical of the project's hefty price tag, which has previously stalled progress. Sullivan says he remains enthusiastic despite so-called naysayers, and that he sees the pipeline as an alternative to importing natural gas. Some Alaska utilities plan to import natural gas to meet their energy needs. But Sullivan says short-term imports should not come at the expense of a natural gas pipeline.
Where I have expressed concern with everybody is that if you get to that point, what you don't want to do is lose momentum. And people say, hey, well, we've kind of solved our South Central energy problem with this Mexican gas. Let's just take our foot off the pedal and don't worry about the big gas line anymore. I think that would be a huge mistake.
Sullivan's comments came less than a week after President Donald Trump announced his plans to have the United States run Venezuela following the American military capture and arrest of Nicolas Maduro, the country's president. The Trump administration has been seizing Venezuela's oil tankers and says it will control how Venezuela's oil is distributed globally. After Maduro's arrest, Sullivan took to social media to praise the operation's success. On Tuesday, he said he'd been part of a top-secret briefing with Trump officials who outlined a three-phase plan for the United States' quote, next steps in the country: stabilization, economic recovery, and transition to free and fair elections.
They don't want chaos. They don't want an economic collapse. They don't want mass migration, which is why, and I think that's smart, which is why they are taking the approach they have.
Sullivan says he does not expect the United States' intervention in Venezuelan oil markets to impact markets in Alaska.
Capital investment likes stability. There is not political stability in Venezuela, and I don't anticipate it being a politically stable place anytime soon. So the idea that there's going to be a huge flush of capital investment there that's going to create very significant increases in production after the socialists, Maduro and Chavez, essentially ruined their industry. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And I think the impact on Alaska is going to be minimal.
On Thursday, Sullivan opposed advancing a U.S. Senate resolution limiting Trump's ability to continue military attacks on Venezuela without congressional approval. Murkowski was one of five Republicans who crossed the aisle to move the resolution forward. Listen to KDLL's full interview with Senator Dan Sullivan on our website at kdll.org. Reporting for KDLL, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. A heads up, the Homer Harbor Master is advising owners of boats in the harbor that there is a significant amount of rain and snow forecasted over the next 72 hours. Freezing temperatures followed by a rapid thaw with heavy precipitation are conditions known to sink boats in harbors. Boat owners are requested to check their bilges for signs of ruptured plumbing and remove any excessive rain or snow accumulation from their vessels. Tonight on KBBI at 9 p.m., Drifter's Escape, hosted by Robert. And then tomorrow, Thursday, tune in at 10 a.m. for Radio Storytime with youth librarian Cinda. This month's program features stories about libraries. That's Thursday morning at 10, right here on KBBI. Also on Thursday at 11 a.m., we're going fishing on Story Borealis, the program dedicated to the art of oral storytelling with host Ingrid Nixon. That's Thursday at 11 a.m. here on KBBI. Taking a look at the weather forecast next for the Homer area. Tonight, there is a slight chance of snow showers before 9 p.m., then snow after midnight. Temperatures rising to around 24 degrees by 5 a.m. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming north after midnight, with snow tomorrow and freezing rain, sleet before noon, then rain between noon and 3 p.m., then freezing rain after 3 p.m. The freezing rain could be heavy at times, a high near 37. East wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. And in Seward tonight, scattered snow showers before 9 p.m., then snow after 9 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times, temperatures rising to around 30 by 5 a.m. Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30. Then snow tomorrow before noon, rain and snow between noon and 3 p.m., and rain after 3 p.m., heavy rain and snow at times. Taking a look at the tides for the Seldovia District, the next low tide will be at 6:16 p.m. That'll be a 2.6-foot low for Kachemak Bay. High tide at 12:54 a.m. at 14.2 feet. For the Seward District, low tide will be at 5:13 p.m. at 1.1 feet. High tide at 11:57 p.m. at 7.7 feet. That's for Resurrection Bay. Thanks for listening, and good evening.